You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I am here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. So be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we are at the beginning of Mercury retrograde, so be warned of buying communications devices or technology. Anything that helps us with communications can be very much affected by Mercury retrograde. And also, you know, be aware that, you know, your ideas might not be getting across or things might not be what they seem. Be careful not to sign contracts. Just be very conscious that you might not see the whole story right now, because Mercury retrograde really is all about review. So if you are in kind of a review state and, you know, reworking and reorganizing, that would be a perfect way to handle the Mercury energy, the Mercury retrograde energy. So we start off with Mercury retrograde this week, and then we have a lovely, on the 6th, when the moon is in Leo, we have a lovely, very supportive energy between Saturn and Mars and between Saturn and Mercury as well. Actually, it's quite a few different supportive energies. It's a conjunction between Mercury and Saturn, which can be kind of heavy. It can be, well, I mean, it depends on where it is in your chart, but this is happening at the end degrees of Sagittarius, so right near where they call the galactic center. So there's a lot to be learned about what's going on around you right now. So you might be very, your thoughts might be very ponderous. You might be feeling pensive. It's a very, I don't know, it can be very sobering influence. And Saturn wants us to grow up. It wants us to take responsibility. And when we don't, it seems to activate the more negative sides of Saturn, which can be fear and anxiety and low self-worth and difficult melancholy and sadness and depression. All that can happen with Saturn. But it does seem when you take responsibility, which is what Saturn's trying to do, is grow us up, it eases those things and ends up being quite productive. So you could have a very focused and productive day when Saturn is conjunct Mercury, like very clear about what you're going to do and your plans for the future. Like if you do planning for the future, you'll be very practical and sober about it. You know, you won't be pie in the sky. You'll be like, this is what I've got to work with. This is how I'm going to make it happen. And it's going to be very tangible to you. So that's, you know, that's good energy. And being in Sagittarius, Sagittarius are very, you know, philosophical, open-minded, curious, adventurous, but they can also be kind of self-righteous and bossy and self-certain in a really nauseating way, which you don't really, you know, that's the bad side of Sagittarius. But if you can see it as a helpful Jupiter-ruled energy, the energy of Saturn and Mercury in Sagittarius, I think it kind of gives it more of a lift, you know? Also, it can be very, it's a truth-seeking energy, so the truth of something may very well come out. Again, it's happening all year. Truth is coming out. Because Sagittarius and Jupiter, that's what they do. They're truth-seekers. So Wednesday could be a very, you know, a heavy kind of ponderous day. But then with Mars sextile Saturn, it's kind of giving you the energy you need to get your plans in order and get things sorted out. So if you have something that you need to do, some responsibility that you need to take care of that you've been avoiding, now it's very likely that you are going to have the energy to accomplish whatever that might be. I mean, and who knows, it could be, depending on, again, where it is in your chart, it could be very fortunate for you and very productive. I mean, it could be something as simple as now you finally get the bedroom painted, or now I'm finally getting the Christmas lights up, because, you know, whatever it might be, it doesn't have to be that mundane and simple, but it could be bigger stuff that you've been putting off. You know, now you finally get your book finished, or you finally take that next step with something that's going to move you into a future with a solid foundation. So that's happening on Wednesday, and it's, you know, it's kind of a heavy day. There's also kind of a nice energy between Mercury and Mars that day, which again will help you. Your communications will have some import and some weight and will likely be very successful communicating what you need to communicate. So that's good. Make sure you're aware of that. You might start out the day feeling kind of heavy and burdened, but you're going to end the day feeling very self-certain and sure of what you're doing. So that's lovely. On The next kind of really big energy that's obvious this week is that Mars will be moving out of Sagittarius out of Libra into Scorpio. So in Libra, Mars isn't so comfortable because Mars is the ruler of Aries and Libra is the opposite. So it has to kind of mind its P's and Q's and be very, you know, charming and respectful and careful and thoughtful. And the energy of Aries is like, charge forth and go ahead and have my own needs met and this is what I want. So it's not that happy there, but it's going into Scorpio, which is a better fit for it. Even though it's not, you know, it's still not the greatest. Scorpio, you'll be kind of activating the part of yourself that is, you know, wants to know the deep mysteries and what are the secrets, and it could make it kind of maybe rise up stuff that you would rather not be dealing with as Mars travels through Scorpio. So, but at the same time, once you access whatever's hidden and whatever needs to be exposed or discussed or, you know, investigated, it's a very liberating energy that can give you a lot of wisdom and compassion and empathy. And it's a good energy to kind of understand the underlying cause of things. So we'll have that energy there for the next month or so. Actually, how long is it there? Mars is in Scorpio for... Yeah, it's going to be there until January. I think it's actually 2 months, but I don't have my other page with me right now, so I'm just going to... We'll talk about that later. Needless to say, the Mars in Scorpio energy could also... The negative sides might be raising, like, feeling very jealous and possessive and controlling. Because when you feel jealous or you feel like what you love is threatened, your natural response is to try and control the situation in some way and get people to do what you want them to do. So be careful, because that's going to backfire, because nobody wants to be told what to do. And that's just how it is. So that is Saturday that we'll have that big shift. And that in itself is kind of, a weighty day, because the moon is in Virgo, so you're going to be very into analyzing things. And it's going to be squaring Venus, and that can make it like your relationships might have a bit of an edge or some sort of difficulty that you're dealing with. But also there's the moon trining Pluto that day and sextiling Jupiter. So there's and also opposition Neptune. It's a busy day. There's lots of contacts being made. So I imagine, you know, something important will happen this day, and you'll get to the bottom of something and maybe understand what you need to do to heal a situation or heal your body. Or, you know, Virgo's very much into treating the body like naturally and with like natural substances and stuff. And so that day is a good day to, you know, investigate what you might need. Maybe you're missing magnesium in your diet, or, you know, you might become conscious of these things. So open up to that sort of information. On Sunday, we'll have a trine between Mercury and Uranus and a square between Venus and Neptune. So that day it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to, like, my thoughts are beautiful and I'm having great ideas and I understand things in this sort of new way, like downloading. I think it's a common term these days, is that you've downloaded information. Suddenly you have this whole new form of thinking or new way of believing or seeing things. And I think that is largely due to our evolution as a species. I think that, like, we are receiving information differently. It has to do with the technology. It's being reflected in the technology that we use. So we can receive just massive amounts of information very quickly, and it's akin to a download. So expect an important download on Sunday. And then there's also, you could have an experience of confusion around your relationships, or maybe some money issues too, because Venus can rule money and relationships and what we value. And it's squaring Neptune, which is a pretty heavy but also mystical, magical, you know, kind of dreamy energy. So you might not be seeing things clearly. That's always the Neptune, you know, rule of thumb, is nothing really is as it seems. So if it's relationship stuff, realize that you might not be seeing the whole picture and you might not understand what you're seeing. So just keep that in mind on that day. And that really is the important stuff that's going on this week. So make sure that with the Mercury retrograde that you are, don't buy electronics. And if you do, if you're going to, you know, take a gamble and buy electronics or technology, make sure that you have the receipt and that it can be returned and that you can deal with it if there's a problem. Also, you can expect people to come back into your life from the past too. So keep open to that. often they'll have a message that you need to hear, or they're there to sort something out that wasn't sorted out. So just be aware of that. And you might find stuff you lost too. So there are good sides to Mercury retrograde, even though it can kind of be a pain in the ass when, you know, your printer won't work, or you don't understand why your email didn't get through, or, you know, what you said wasn't heard correctly. That can be frustrating, but it is all serving to keep us, you know, making sure that we're looking back and sorting things out before we charge ahead forward. So keep that in mind and be sure to have a lovely, very, you know, I think it would be a very productive week for all of us. So many blessings. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you for listening.